Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. The other big thing that I think gets overlooked a lot when people start podcasts is making sure that your audience knows what you do and what you sell. It seems really obvious, but I find that there's this fear of talking about what you do too much and what you sell too much, which I think is really fascinating. And I totally get, because I was the same way. I was so shy. I didn't want to mention that we had openings or that our monthly management service was amazing and that you should book with us ASAP. You know, I would never talk about that kind of stuff because I didn't want to be in people's faces. But that defeats the point of the podcast. The point of the podcast is to attract clients, right? Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Podcast Your Business. Today, we're going to be tackling a question that I think is a big one. It's an important one. It's one that I get asked a lot, and that is, can your podcast attract clients and leads for you? And we want to kind of think of it as a magnet, right? Can your podcast be a magnet for your business? Before we dive in, I want to apologize. I sound a little off this week. We had COVID, I guess it was a month or so ago, and it seems like, and maybe some of you can relate to have had it, I just cannot seem to fully get back to 100%. And this last week, I was like, okay, we're back from vacation. Summer is coming to a close. I'm finally starting to feel good. So I'm going to start working out again. And I was really excited to dive back in. And then bam, I got sick again. Don't think it was the sea again, but a pretty bad cold with some similar symptoms and just has knocked me down again. Luckily, it was only for a few days, but I've still just do not sound like myself. So I just appreciate you bearing with me in this episode, because if I didn't record it today, it wouldn't get done and I don't want it to be last minute. And sometimes you just have to dive in and let it be imperfect, and that's totally okay. So just wanted to throw that out there before we start chatting. So we sent out a newsletter a few weeks ago that was about if your podcast could be a magnet, right? If it could attract clients and leads. And I wanted to do a podcast episode on this because I felt like it needed more. I felt like you needed more. If you're on my email list and you got that email, I just felt like there was a lot more we could talk about. And so I wanted to share that today. So what is the answer to this big question that I posed at the beginning? The short answer is yes. The long answer is that a strategically aligned podcast can build your authority and turn lukewarm leads into listening fans. I love that so much. And I can't take all the credit for those words because my copywriter helped us come up with them. But this is something that we talk about a lot. And I have talked about so much. You know, when we first started podcasting way back in the day, we didn't have all this guidance about having a business and having a podcast and how the two can work together. And I remember when I started working with clients who had businesses and they had podcasts that were part of their marketing or that they wanted to grow into something more. I mean, this is back, 7 years ago. So we're thinking about like when podcasts were, you either had these big booming podcasts or you had these little podcasts who were kind of grasping at straws because there really wasn't any roadmap. And this was a question I kind of started asking myself about my clients and about the work we were doing, because we seem to be working more and more with online businesses. And so I kept thinking to myself, how can these work more effectively for our clients' businesses? And that's where this whole idea of your podcast needing to be strategically aligned, right? Needing to be something that was thought out and part of the overall strategy of your marketing and your business. But it's hard to do that because we think of podcasts as this whole separate thing that sits over here. And we need to start really thinking about bringing it into the fold, making a plan for it, having a content plan that works around it. Because when we start to think of it as part of the bigger picture, it can become more aligned with our business and our business's mission and purpose, right? But what we're talking about specifically today is attracting clients with your podcast. So how do we do that? And again, I want to talk just a little bit more about what a strategically aligned podcast can look like. And maybe that can help you kind of think about your own podcast and if it matches up or not. So this is a podcast where you are sharing your message, right? The things that you believe, the things that you find in your industry that maybe you want to change, the techniques and methods that you use that are specific to you. And maybe they're not specific to you, but the way that you deliver them, the way that you talk about them are different. I know a lot of us in the online business space, we've kind of evolved from the beginning. You know, I definitely know that my philosophies and viewpoints about podcasting have changed. And I know that yours probably have as well. And that's why it's so important and needed to share those, because, you know, people want to hear from you. They want to hear your actual thoughts, not just what everybody else is doing, right? That's what makes it so important and key for connecting with people is really sharing what you think. So your podcast is sharing your message. Maybe you have guests on, but we want to make sure that these guests are not just guests for the sake of having guests. These are guests that offer value to your listeners. What do they want to hear about? What do they want to know that maybe is outside your sphere or complementary to what you do, right? So a really great example is that I obviously cater to podcasters who have businesses. And so the types of guests that I may have on, they may be other podcasters who have podcasts and have succeeded. They may be people who related to podcasting. I might have somebody come on and talk about marketing. I might have somebody come on and talk about PR for podcasters, right? So they're related to what I do, not necessarily exactly the same, but it brings value to my listeners. And then the most important thing is, are you meeting your clients where they are at right now? And what do I mean by that? Well, as you're on social media and in forums and groups, going to summits, all of those things, what are the questions that you personally are getting asked or that you see are getting asked? And you're like, oh, I have a really good answer for that. You know, oh, I have a really good solution for that problem. The podcast is such a great place to share that. What are the pain points that you are seeing in your industry right now? You know, and you can even, if you're like trying to figure this out, think back to emails that you've received, things you've talked about in discovery calls or even strategy calls with your client, maybe even, you know, as you're going through the inquiry process with someone, what are their pain points that you see before they even walk in the door? So really thinking about, okay, where are my people at right now? What are the things they're struggling with right now? If you are just choosing topics willy-nilly, a lot of the time they can be aligned because, you know, we're talking about what we're working in. But if we're talking about something that is so off base right now for our ideal client and our audience, they're not going to connect with that, right? And so it's really, really important to make sure as we think about a strategically aligned podcast that we're meeting them where they are. Are you feeling frustrated because your podcast is not working for your business the way that you want it to? I completely understand. And one of the best places to start to get you back on track is with an audit. During an audit, I look at everything from your assets to your feed to your goals for your business and your content and how your podcast is supporting those goals to actually help you move forward. If you want to take your podcast to the next level, I highly encourage you get an audit. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/audit. Now, some other things that you need to consider. Again, we talked about speaking up about things in your industry, but also speaking up about the topics and ideas that you believe in and being honest about the ones you don't, right? That's what people want to hear. That's what they want to connect with. You can do that in various ways. You know, sometimes I think I share more of that on social media than I do the podcast, but I have had episodes where I've talked about things that are done in our industry and are done a lot, like batch recording. I think I did a whole episode about how that didn't work for me anymore because of what was going on in my life. And so I wasn't batch recording and I shared that and shared my process so that way other people would know that it was okay. You know, there are things like that in your industry that maybe you're doing a little bit different than the norm that people want to hear about. Because I think sometimes when we hear the same thing from a lot of places and it doesn't work for us, it can feel really unapproachable. So again, a really good example is this batch recording. If you're a really busy mom who only has 30 minutes on one afternoon a week to record episodes and they're telling you that you need batch record, you start thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this. And so giving your audience like an alternative way to make the thing happen, I think is a really neat thing. And I think we're all being very innovative right now. And so that's really important. So these, you know, that's something that you really want to share. And also like another thing that I really want you to share is your personality, who you are, what's going on in other areas of your life, you know, things that you don't mind sharing. And that allows people the chance to get to know you closer, to get to know who you really are. It's about that connection, right? I think the last like few coaches and things I've worked with them not just because of what they offered, but because I connected with them on a deeper level, whether that was just I really resonated with their podcast episodes or I really resonated with what they posted on social media. Those things make a difference and they matter. It's important for me to connect with somebody that I'm spending my money on. And so making sure that your podcast has those opportunities for you to connect and share your personality and making sure that you're not just turning on that like podcast or announcer voice because you feel like that's what you need to do. Like they want to hear you. They want to hear the real you because that's how you're going to form that connection. And then the other big thing that I think gets overlooked a lot when people start podcasts is making sure that your audience knows what you do and what you sell. It seems really obvious, but I find that there's this fear of talking about what you do too much and what you sell too much, which I think is really fascinating. And I totally get because I was the same way. I was so shy. I didn't want to like mention that we had openings or that our monthly management service was amazing and that you should book with us ASAP. You know, I would never talk about that kind of stuff because I didn't want to be in people's faces. But that defeats the point of the podcast. The point of the podcast is to attract clients, right? But unless you talk about what you do, nobody's going to know to sign up for the thing, right? So a couple of things I want to share in relation to that is like, don't be afraid to share client wins. you know, talk about what's going on with your clients. You don't have to mention names or anything like that, but just say, you know, I've been working with a client on X, Y, and Z, and today she accomplished this. Don't be afraid to talk about that on your podcast and maybe even share the process of how working with you helped that. Shoot, bring the client on and talk to her and have her share her story of working with you and how that's changed her life, you know? Don't be afraid to share those client wins. And then you need to have strong call to actions that add value. Think about the things that you have to offer your listeners and making sure that when you're done with the episode, you're pushing them to go somewhere that's going to be valuable to them. And having a plan for those CTAs, making sure that they're relevant, timely, and they make sense for your sales and marketing schedule, right? And then lastly, like, you need to know your customer journey. This goes back to everything that we've talked about, meeting them where they are right now, sharing things that add value, sharing stories they want to hear right now, those kinds of things. But if you don't know where your customer is in their journey, then you're not going to know what to do with any of that, right? So I have like a little graphic in Canva that I update every once in a while, and I made a couple years ago. And it literally has like the different phases of podcasting that I talk to people. And so it helps me to understand how I need to adjust what I talk about depending on the video where I'm talking, right? The things I share on my podcast are different than the things I share on social media, are different than the things I share in my client newsletter, because all of those are different phases of the customer journey, right? And so you can definitely have somebody who gets value out of being in more than one place and hearing something more than once, for sure. But I'm not going to do episodes that are about when you're 200 episodes in necessarily, because that's not where my listeners are in their customer journey. And so it's really important to kind of sit down and nail that before you dive into everything else and making sure that you really understand where they're at and what they need right now. So what can you do if you're listening and you feel like you need to work on this? And it's totally normal, this coming from a person who just completely overhauled their podcast because it wasn't exactly aligned. It was close, but it wasn't exactly aligned. And there are some small things you can tweak, you know, doing an audit and looking at your description, your cover art, your intro, your outro, the episodes you have planned. You know, think about what can I adjust right now? What is easy for me to adjust? What's easy for me to kind of pivot on right this minute? That can make a difference. No, you do not need to go back and rework every single episode you've put out. But moving forward, what can you adjust, right? And then beyond that, thinking, do I need help? If I'm having trouble figuring this out on my own, do I need help? And if the answer to that is yes, we are here. We would love to help you. You know, sometimes you just need an outside perspective to help you shift and move forward. And don't be afraid to ask for help. I think we can really get in the weeds with our content and our marketing. And this last few months, I would say since the spring, I've been working on my Instagram and my podcast. And it's amazing how like working on one small piece of marketing really helps you hone in on your messaging and clarify what you want to be talking about, clarify the themes you want to be working on. And that has all trickled down into my podcast. And it took like having a couple of outsiders' perspectives to see that there were shifts that need to be made. And so don't worry, like if you're listening to this episode and you're feeling overwhelmed and you don't know what you want to change, there are solutions for that. And we do offer a couple services to help with that. We have a podcast audit service, which is a really great entry-level service if you've never had anybody help you strategize your podcast. And then we have like our podcast refresh, which is a really great service for doing an in-depth dive and coming up with a plan to move forward and then having people help you execute that plan. So I'll put the links in the show notes to all of that. But I want you to know, like, if you feel like you need to make some adjustments, again, just like pick a few things that you can adjust today and start there. As long as you start somewhere and you start to view your podcast as something that needs to be strategically aligned with the rest of your business, then you're going to make momentum moving forward. It's that mindset shift, right? It's that shift from thinking of it as a separate entity to thinking of it as a huge piece of what you're doing. And that's going to help make that shift to having it be strategically aligned and attracting clients. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to connect with me on Instagram at Wild Home Podcasting. And we're just going to keep cranking out episodes for you so you can grow your business and your podcast. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.